We're up to Simen Kuf Chaf Gimel. Dini Akrios B'Siyim Shmona Esrei Brachos. Taking the three steps back in Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara Yuma Nun Gimel Mabez brings down Rishu Ben Levi. Hamispal Tzarch Sheyifsa Gimel Psios L'Achora. Person who davens, finished davening, he has to take three steps back, and then he has to give Shalom. The Gemara goes on to bring a Braisa with a very stark Aloshim. In Lo Osa Kein Ki Ilu Lo Hispalo. Very stark lesson. He doesn't take his three steps back, it's kilu he didn't daven. Probably because if he doesn't take his steps back properly, then he's obviously not understanding that he's in front of the Shechina. If you don't understand, you're in front of the Shechina. So then your davening is not exactly a davening. So the Mechaber doesn't bring it down because that's kilu lo espada, but let's see how the Mechaber brings this down. Kuf Chav Gimel Aleph Korea. He's supposed to bow, and while bowing, Posea Shalosh Psios Lachora Bekriya Achaz. While he's bowing, he takes his three steps back. Mishnah Berurah points out Eved Haniftar Mirabo. It's Sivkaton Aleph. He's the Eved Niftar Mirabo. Takes his three steps back. Why three steps? So the Beis Yosef brings around six answers. Mishnah Berurah Sivkaton Beis. I am the Beis Yosef. Kama Ta'amim. Od Kos with Tom, then the Magen Avraham brings an additional reason, not in the Beis Yosef, a very interesting reason. When Nebuchadnezzar was the mail boy, worked in the mail room before he was a king, so there was a letter sent out, and that letter showed a lack of respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Nebuchadnezzar ran after the mailman, took three steps to stop the mailman from sending out a letter that was not covered to Hashem, and because he took those three steps in honor of Hashem, he kuf chav gimel. He was zocheh lahachru beis hamikdash. I don't know what the schus is, but that was the schus that he had to destroy the beis hamikdash. V'lachein anu posin gimel psios. Therefore, we take three steps back in honor of Hashem, and then mispalim shibana beis hamikdash, and then we daven that our three steps in honor of Hashem should bring back the beis hamikdash. So we bow, we take three steps back. V'achash ha'posa, back in the Mechaber, kuf, chav, gimel, aleph. Again, from the beginning, korea, he bows. While bowing, posea, shalosh, psias, l'achor, b'kriya, achas, takes three steps back. V'achash ha'posa, after he takes his three steps back, shalosh, psias, ba'odo, korea, while he's still bowing, kodim, shi'yiskof, before he gets up from his bow, three steps back, while bowing, kishiyomer, osa, shalom, b'romav, hofech, panav, l'tzad, smolo. So then his bow goes, turns left. Ukishiyomar huyasa shalom aleinu, as bow turns right. Hofech panav letzad yemino. V'achagach yishtachav elefonov ke'eved hanifta mirabo. And then he goes center. Left, front, left, right, center. The left is because that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right. If we're standing in front of the Shechina, we take three steps back, we bow left, which is Hashem's right, covered as Shechina. Hagav v'nagul omar achagach yiratzon shibana beis hamikdash ki hatfila b'makom avoda v'lchein mevakshim al hamikdash shenuchal la'asos avoda mamish, with davening that we should be zochet to the real thing, to be beis hamikdash, to korbanos. Mishibosef katan gimel v'achash sheposa v'lo ka'os osan she'omri osi shalom ba'od shepos in. First you take the three steps back, then you say osi shalom. De'enochal la'asos came. While you're walking back, you're not supposed to be speaking to Hashem. V'chein adin ba'osi shalom de kaddish. And the same thing by kaddish. Letzad smolo, he bows left. Shemespal ro atzma kilo shechina b'mul panav, because he's facing the shechina. U'smol ha'adam hu tzad yimina shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hashem's right. Shalom aleinu udeloka haomrim aleinu balkol Yisrael. No, it's aleinu, and then you bow center balkol Yisrael, and you mishtachave lefonav. That is sif aleph, sif beis. So then Gemara Yuma again, Yuma nun gimel, same Gemara of sif aleph. Kevin shaposa shalosh psios la'acharav. Once he takes his three steps back, hasa mivarda lemekam. He must stay there. You take three steps back, and you stay there. And if you go back immediately, you take three steps back and run right back, three steps back, three steps forward, the Gemara gives a very stark dimyon, dome lekelev shav alkiyo. It's like a kelev going to eat his own throw up, his own vomit. Why that is, so not to get into the gory graphic details, but they point out, it looks like, why is he going back forward? He wants to daven again. Why? Because the first davening, he's mavazin his first davening. take 3 steps back and run forward, it's Kilu, he's not interested in his first davening. Kilu, he wants to do it again. So the Torah brings down from the Rif that a person should take 3 steps back and stand there until the Sheikh Tibor starts Chazaras HaShatz. Once the Sheikh Tibor starts Chazaras HaShatz, then you take 3 steps forward, Kilu, to listen to Chazaras HaShatz. Then they bring an Igaman to Omar. He should wait there until the Sheikh Tibor gets to Kedusha, then take 3 steps forward to say Kedusha. There's also a Gemara in Brachas that talks about when a person davens twice, either for Tashlumin, or he's davening Shachar and Musaf back to back, something like that. In Brachas, Lamed Amud Beis, it says, how much should a person wait between each tefillah? Gemara gives an answer, and the Yerushalmi explains, Kedei Hiluch, Dalet Amos. So we kind of have these three Gedarim. We have until the Shil Tibor starts, until Kedusha, we have this Dalet Amos issue. Yeah, there's an Indian of saying Ashrei between the two, but it's not related to how much time a person is supposed to take 3 steps back and take 3 steps forward. But I guess you can say the same thing over here. Yeah. So Me'ikra Din, you need the time it takes to say Dalet Amos to separate the two, but right, a certain tefillos is an Indian to say Ashrei in between, which we've discussed. We discussed that. Simon Kuf something. Kufay, I think. Very good. So let's see Siv Beis. But Malkum Shekala Shalosh Psios, where he takes his 3 steps back, Yamod, he should stand there below Yachzor Lemkomo, he shouldn't go back to his place, Ad Sheyagia Shech Tzibor LeKedusha. He should wait till Kedusha. LeFachot, if he doesn't want to wait all the way to Kedusha, LeFachot Ad Sheyadcha Shech Tzibor LeSpala B'Kolram, until the Shech Tzibor davens B'Kolram. Mishibur Tziv Kota and Zion Lo Yachzor Shem Chozim Yad Domer the Talmud Shnifter Mirabo Uposa Lachor VeChozim Yad Shesofu Mechiyach Al Tchilah. So he took 3 steps back and you're running back. Like, what are you doing? If you're taking, if this is Hashem, Kavod Hashchina, you take your 3 steps back. Why are you running back? So Sofu Mechiyach Al Tchilah. So Shlo Posa Lachor V'Kidei Liyipatim Menu V'Muguna. So it's disgraceful. You're not taking 3 steps back in honor of Hashem. Avak Kishem Amtim Al Kedush Al Kapam the Haschalas Tfilas Hashatz. When you wait there until Chazaras Hashatz or Kedusha near the Kol Shecholzer B'Shvila Kedusha, you're going back for the Kedusha. You're not going back. You're not Mavaze. You're the 3 steps that you took back. V'Chein Lamash Ulechavin Lamash Yom Hashatz to pay attention to what the Shatz is saying. Lim Komo. So it says you don't really have to go back at all. You can stay where you stay put. Some say you need 6 steps, 3 back and 3 forward. In Cain, you do have to go back to your place. There's an Indian first of all, we learned this in Kuf Beis, you're not to walk in front of someone who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. Right? Talk to Dalai Lama, you're not to walk. Now, even when they took 3 steps back, you're also not allowed to walk in front of them, because then you're interrupting the 3 steps that they took back and the 3 steps they're going to take forward, which have to add up to 6, according to some shitas. Shalai yafzik zeh, hold on, lo yafzik zeh ben shisha psiyot seyem. Aval mikomoko ma'yidek peida sam toim. But people are so makbid that no one interrupt their 6 psiyot, they make a big mistake. Shekishero misho talav olifneyam, hey, mimarim lakshalim koimim, kom shiat chashat tzvila, du me'ikra din. Me'ikra din, you have to wait over there. Sounds like he's saying me'ikra din, you have to wait until the shat starts the tzvila, we'll get there. And therefore, it's more important to wait and have someone interrupt your psios than to take 3 steps back and right away take 3 steps forward. So you don't want someone to cut you off in the middle, and that's understandable, but that's not as bad as jumping back to take the 3 steps forward, which is Me'ikra Din. Mishabura Sifkata Tas, the Kedusha. Can you go close the door? Okay, the imherich betfilaso ukei ubeisha pasa higia shatz lekedusha. If when he took his 3 steps back, the shliach was already by kedusha, yachol lachzo take if them come alarma kedusha. You're allowed to jump right back if they're up to kedusha. Why? She tov yosu omer b'mkomo kumo shara kahal. Hold on. Okay, because I think it's nika that you're going back to say kedusha when you're running back to take your 3 steps forward, not because you're mavazin the 3 steps you took back, but you're taking your 3 steps forward in order to say the kedusha. Okay, so the first sheet that brought down the mechaber is kedusha. Wait, take your 3 steps back and wait till the kedusha. So the Shiach Tzibah gets to kedusha. Second opinion, the Mechaber says, take it 3 steps back and wait until the Shiach Tzibah starts Chazara Sashat. Okay, Mishibah Sifkot on Yur, Ayin Babach, Shehiskin Dil Chathila Nochon Lahachmer Ad Kedusha. The Chathila, you should wait until Kedusha. Im lo shamakom tzar v'dachuk, unless it's very tight and you're like stepping on someone's toes. Then bevada yesh lahakir lachzo tekev kshemat v'shatz shmona esrei. Hagah. So good. You're waiting for the Sheikh Tzibah. What does the Sheikh Tzibah do? He can't wait for the Sheikh Tzibah. He is the Sheikh Tzibah. Or what if you daven b'chidus? So the Ramah says hagah v'ashir. Or Meir. So Meir would be the Kaddish. Hagah v'ashliach Tzibah yamod k'dei hiluch arba amos kodem sheyachzo demkomo l'spala b'koram. From the Jubas Arashba, you wait the time it takes to walk down amos. Which is a few seconds. V'chein continues the Ramah. Yochir ha-mispalel yamo bimkomo shekolu psiyosav kishir zeh kodem sheyachzo limkomo. Also wait the Dalet Amos. Yochir ha-mispalel b'tzibor. Okay, that's fine. So here, this is built off that Gemara and Brachos on Daf Lamed and Beis. How much time should you wait in between tefillos? You should wait the time it takes to say Dalet Amos, which means it took 3 steps back, you're waiting Dalet Amos, you take 3 steps forward, and you're jumping into the next Shmona Esrei. The Tashlum Shmona Esrei, the Musaf Shmona Esrei, whatever the second Shmona Esrei is that a person has to daven. So, the Mishavura Sivkata and Yidal brings the poskim who don't like that dimyon. Uba cholek. The poskim, no, the ain chilek b'mispal b'yachid b'beis b'mispal b'matzibor. Why should there be a difference between a yochid and a tzibor? El b'chol gavne tzarech lishos kishfi hashir sheyagi hashatz kedusha. The Dalet Amos, he says, is not, that's when you're jumping forward to daven another tefillah. So, it's very recognizable. You only wait a Dalet Amos. It's not really enough time, but it's okay. Why is it okay? Because you're going to daven another tefillah. It's not showing that you're mavaz of the first tefillah. You're now chayiv in tashlumin. You're not chayiv to daven musaf, whatever it is that you're davening. But when you're not planning on davening another tefillah, and you take it 3 steps back, so why should you jump back in such a short time? That's a bizayon to your original tefillah. So therefore, the Bach does not like the Sheikh Tzibor has a good reason to jump forward. He's got to daven another time, right? He has to daven Chazar Sashatz. But why should you connect that to a yochid jumping back stump for no reason? That would be a bizayon in his original davening. And therefore, the Bach disagrees with Ramah, and he says that you have to wait. There's no Tzibor to wait for, perhaps, but you have to wait the time that it would normally take to get to Kedusha, or the time it would normally take to get to Chazar Sashatz. You have to wait a more significant amount of time than this Dalet Amos. V'chein prasek ha-magen Avraham, im lo shetzach lachzos ba'al sheni z'tashlumen, let's just daven again. V'ad l'kliyam adai k'dei hiluch Dalet Amos, because that's the Gemara in Brachas, that's Yushalmi, it's enough to wait Dalet Amos. Why? That call Yodin Shechazaros, so this Baal Hashem is, everyone knows, the reason he's jumping forward is because he has to daven another tefillah. But if he doesn't have to daven another tefillah, why should he jump forward? He should wait a significant amount of time, the time it takes to either start Chazar Sashatz, or to get to Kedusha. Mikol Makom, b'makom Atzchak, yesh lahakel, daf bazeh, dai b'dalet Amos. Okay, b'shas Atzchak, one can rely on the Dalet Amos. So, the Chatzchila, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that even a Yochid should not jump forward Dalet Amos, only Bishas Adchak, one should be Machmer like the Bach, and wait a more significant amount of time, and certainly when one is B'tzibor, one should wait till the Shliach Tzibor starts, or if one wants to do it the best way, to wait until Kedusha.
You have to wait till the Shliach Tzibor starts, or wait until Kedusha.
What?
You have to wait until the Shliach Tzibor starts, or wait until Kedusha.
Well, two different times. You could wait for this, you could wait for that. Okay, now here's another halacha.
I'll discuss about some runs toch kedei Avam.
No, this is after Dalet Amos.
After kedei Avam?
Less than kedei hiluch Dalet Amos, for sure, also according to everyone, make your adin.
Okay.
for sure. If you wait, the time takes Dalet Amos, the Ramah is Mekil on that. Yesh Mekilim. But the Makar is from that Gemara Brachos. And the Bach, and the Mishabura brings down the Bach, L'chatchila, doesn't like that Makar, because that's only if you're going to daven a second tefillah. But if you're not going to daven a second tefillah, why should you wait such a short amount of time? You should really wait a longer amount of time. Otherwise, it's a bizarre to the original tefillah. You should wait the time it takes to say for the Sheikh Tibor to start Kedusha, or the Fachat, the time it takes for the Sheikh Tibor to start Chazar Sashat.
And let's say they start after 15 minutes, Chazar Sashat, after 10 minutes, I want to start. 10 minutes is a long time.
Yes, it's a long time, right?
I'm still supposed to wait till Chazar Sashat.
Then you can rely on the normal time that it takes to start. I don't know. Okay, then the Ramah concludes. Yochet shemispala b'tzibor v'siyan tefilas akadim shliach tzibor also lahachs upon the tzibor at shisayim shliach tzibor tefilaso. Person's davening. He finished. He takes his 3 steps back. He should not turn around and look at the mispalim that are behind him.
Why not?
Mishum b'sev katim yubeis. Second, third line. Ki yigrum bezeh bitzakavon al mispalim. People who are don't have their eyes closed and not looking in a sitter, they'll see him looking at them, and that will shter the kavonim. V'gam sheyachshedu shedileg. They'll also be choshed him. Why he finished so much earlier than I did? Maybe he skipped. So what do you mean? But he already took his 3 steps back. They see him taking 3 steps back. So the post can point out that that's not as recognizable.
If someone turns around, that means he's finished. He tells everyone, "I'm finished."
Okay. Now, if a person, now the Bira Loch over here, Dibor Maaschi, Bashir Tibor Yamod, discusses if a person is going to dive in another Shemona Esrei, does he have to even wait to Dalet Amos, or does he even have to wait to Dalet Amos? So the Bira Loch brings down a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. The Magen Avraham holds the Ikra Din, if he's going to dive in another Shemona Esrei, he doesn't even have to wait to Dalet Amos. This is still a minute to wait the time it takes to Dalet Amos. Because that's part of the, we learned the Siman Kuf Hey, the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed, you have to wait the time it takes to walk Dalet Amos.
One second, what did you say?
What?
Yachid, before he
stopped, before he does. The Ramah says, Kedei Dalet Amos, the Mishabur brings down the Chachil, brings down the Bach, the time it would take to say to get to Kedush.
It depends.
I understand. I know. I can't answer that.
Okay, maybe a minute and a half.
Okay, Sif Gimel, we got to move. Yeah, that's the obvious question. Well, it depends what minion you're going to. I understand. Okay, Sif Gimel. Kishet posea. When you take your 3 steps back, oker regel small tchila. You first take your move back with your left foot. You first take your take the 3 steps back with your left foot. Ushir psius elu chalapocha. Okay, let's go one piece at a time. You start with your left foot back. Why are you starting with the left foot back? My focus, Magen Avraham Taz. Magen Avraham says you want to show that. It's hard to move away from Hashem. I'm enjoying the dveikas by Hashem, my tefillah, and I'm a righty, and therefore my left or my weaker foot, I take my 3 steps back. The Taz says, no, when you take your left foot back, left foot represents is facing Hashem's right. For some reason, that's some sort of kavod hashchina. The nafkamina will be a lefty. Left foot is stronger, let's assume. And therefore, if it's like the Magen Avraham, so he should take the steps back with the right foot, with the weaker foot. And if it's a din, the Kavod HaShechina, the Shechina is facing, then it would be the left foot. The Mishnah Berurah goes with the Magen Avraham, and therefore a lefty would take the 3 steps back with the right foot, and not the left foot.
Wasn't there some king, was it Antiochus, who went
We discussed that already. That was Nebuchadnezzar. That's why. That's the Magen Avraham's reason why we take the 3 steps back.
The practical reason is to take the 3 steps back. It's not for the ability to take the 3 steps back, but so that you know you have 3 steps to take forward towards HaKadosh
Baruch. Well, we talk about the end of Shemona Esrei. So you're taking the 3 steps back to respectfully move back from the Shechina. Then there is an inyan of taking 3 steps forward. Back towards the Shechina. Well, now the Shechina is not there anymore, but taking the 3 steps forward. Okay, now how big are these steps? So it's, okay, again. Kuf Chav Gimel Gimel. Kishe Posea. Oker regel small tchila. So you start with the left foot. The Mishnah Berurah passing like a Magen Avraham. If you're lefty, you're going to move back with the right foot. That's in Biur Halacha Dibur Masla Kishaposea Tchila. Ushir psios eilu lechol apochot ukedei shiten godel betzad akev. You go basically your foot touching your ankle, the toes touching your ankle, right? You're doing it like this, like the Kohanim would walk in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, then the Ramah says with the Chatzchil. Now the Lashon LeMechaber says lechol apochot. That means at least like this. But you could do more than that. The Ramah here, although he does not sound like he's arguing, the Mishmur points out that there should be a Yeshom here because the Ramah is arguing, and he says, no, you don't have the option to take bigger steps. Those are the steps that you have to take. You can't take bigger steps. The Ramah says, Lechatchila, lo yafsiya psios, gasos yosim, he said. Don't take bigger steps than that. Those are the steps that you're supposed to take, as opposed to Mechaber, who will allow you to take bigger steps. Beis Yosef, b'shem Baruch HaTzchaim, d'asas, l'fi atam, shekasa Beis Yosef, the gibel psios, b'shem Rav Hai. If you're taking three steps back with your gold of the Tzad Akev, because that's how they walked in the Beis HaMikdash, and Shimon Esrei is Dumya, the Korbanos, so then you shouldn't take bigger steps. Those are the steps that a person should take. Also, when you're taking bigger steps, they bring down, Mishnah Berurah brings down Sifkat and Tezai, and looks like you're running away from Hashem. Why are you taking these giant steps back from Hashem? It should be hard. That's why he said you're moving back with your left foot, the weaker foot. You want to show it's hard to separate from Hashem. Don't be Ketino Kaboreach Mibes HaSefer. Okay, then the shaila is how you take the three steps back. So that's very, big machlokes between the Or Chas Chaim and Rabbeinu Menachem. You're taking three steps back. What's a step? Is a step when I move, my feet are like this. Is a step when I move back one foot? That's one, two, three. Or a step is only when I move both feet. So I'm going to go like this. Right? Three steps. Is it three times one equals three? Or three times two equals six? So that's a big machloka. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes, like the Or Chas Chaim, that it's three times one. It's like you go half a foot back, then you go full length, full foot back, and then you join them. That's what he calls
two full steps.
So it's really two full steps. Right. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat on Yud Gimel. Halfway down. Vine seida shalosh psios eluhu. Tchila yafsia bregel small psia ktana. A little psia. Viachagach yafsia bishal yibim psia gdola. A big psia. Viachagach yafsia bismal b'ofen shu raglayim shavim. You have to end up with your feet together. So it's like half, whole, half. Which ends up to be two whole feet back. Because a three psios, a psia is the movement of one foot. Not both feet. Then in the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, even though Rabbeinu Manoach holds that it's moving both feet, so it's really three times two equals six. And there are some big poskim who go with Rabbeinu Manoach. The Bir Halacha concludes, "Mekamakum lo ratzisi listom came the shahar be'achron hetiku es divrei ha'orchos chaim la'alacha halohem halavush chayodam the gra." And therefore, that's the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah. So it's half a foot, a whole foot length, and then another half, so that they are meeting. Sif Dalid, Misha Mosif Al Shalosh Psios Have a Yura. To take more than three steps back is Gaiva. You're showing that you're doing it better than everybody else. Three steps is three steps. Machlokes, if it's three steps is three times one equals three, or three times two equals six, but three steps is three steps. Sif hey, gam sheach tzibur tzarech lefsoa shalosh psios kishemispala belachash. You have sheach tzibur. He's davening first belachash. He also has to take three steps back. Ukishe yachzor tefila b'korom eino tzarech lachzor lefsoa shalosh psios. But after chazaras hashas, the sheach tzibur does not take the three steps back. Why not? Because the three steps he's taking back are really after Kaddish, after Valetzion. Oh, but there's such a big hefsek. The Kaddish lacharem chol ze ikar al tefillah shmoneh esrei. Umikan dikdik lacharon de in the shiltiyah ledaber beinu beinu v'sicha. So he shouldn't be talking in the middle about things that are not relevant to the tefillah because his three steps back are after uvalatzi and the Kaddish tiskabel and there's a huge hefsek. So hefsek of tefillah is not hefsek, but hefsek of stam sicha shalom yana tefillah is not acceptable. Okay, Kaddish chozer ala tefillah. So during the silent Shemoneh Esrei, he takes 3 steps back. Chazaras Hashatz, he does not until the Kaddish Tiskabo. If he didn't daven a silent Shemoneh Esrei, so he might want to take 3 steps back after his Chazaras Hashatz. At the end of Chazar Sashat, you do not need to say you the Ratzon according to the Ramah. And then the Mishmar brings down from the Shla and the Gra that one should say you the Ratzon at the end of Chazar Sashat as well.